Still on the immigration tip, the catastrophic earthquake in Haiti 9 years ago wrecked the capital and killed hundreds of thousands of people. The social and economic damage was so intense that the U.S. cut a break for Haitians who were living in the U.S. without papers. They could stay and work legally with temporary protected status, or TPS. You've probably heard that now President Trump wants to end the TPS program. Reporter Amy Bracken has a story of what ending TPS would mean for one Haitian family that's split between Boston and Haiti. One note, this family also asked not to use their real names because of their uncertain immigration status.
This is where Marie lives, in Haiti. It's in the hills just beyond the capital, where frogs sing in the afternoon.
Bonsoir, Marie Amy.
Marie's 66 years old and lives with her big family, brothers, sisters, grandchildren, in a cluster of small homes. She's in one of wood and corrugated metal.
Nous voulons construire ça là pour nous habiter.
And she points to a big two-story building on the property. It's where she wants to live, but it's not done yet. It's still a concrete skeleton on the footprint of her old home, which collapsed on January 12, 2010, when the big quake hit. Marie's family survived, but their economic lifeline, a bustling restaurant, was destroyed. Marie says after the earthquake, she didn't think there was a life for them anymore. But then Marie got a break by way of her sister, Annette, 1,600 miles away in Boston.
Hi, how are you?
On a Sunday, I stopped by Annette's house in a working-class area of Boston. Her family sitting down to their post-church dinner. Annette was here when the earthquake hit, but she couldn't help much because she and her family were undocumented. They'd arrived a few years before on tourist visas, which they overstayed. Life was safer in the U.S., but they struggled to make ends meet working under the table.
Good afternoon, everybody.
But after the quake, the Obama administration granted Haitians temporary protected status, or TPS.
Haitians are our neighbors in the Americas. And for Americans, they are family and friends.
More than 50,000 Haitians in the U.S. without papers could now work legally. They also joined TPS holders from places like Honduras, Nepal, Sudan, and El Salvador. With TPS, Annette's 25-year-old daughter, Ketley, could become a full-time social worker and go to grad school at night. All the adults in the family have better work now and are more rooted in the U.S.
Definitely before TPS, it was a real struggle, and I still think it is. But now, myself, my mom, my dad, my brother, we all work, so it definitely got better over time.
TPS also let them finally help their family back home with daily needs. Annette says her relatives call asking for cash for things like food. The money has also helped them rebuild. They've started a small bakery churning out dinner rolls for 10 cents apiece, and they're finally reconstructing their home. But now this progress might grind to a halt. The Trump administration claims Haiti has recovered from the earthquake and that it's time for Haitians with TPS to leave. The deadline is January 2020, but several lawsuits are fighting Trump's decision. For Ketley, Annette's daughter, the uncertainty is tough.
Like a year ago, I didn't know what to do. Like every day was like, I'm like, is something going to come out? When are they going to renew it?
She copes by praying a lot. But the prospect of either living in the U.S. undocumented again or going back to Haiti looms like a dark cloud.
I definitely think if I stay here without TPS, life will be really hard because I will not be able to work legally. I have to work to pay for school. Going back to Haiti, I don't know how life will be. I don't really know how life will be in Haiti.
If TPS ends in January, she faces going to a country she hasn't seen since she was 11 years old. In Haiti, plenty of people reject Trump's plan to end TPS. Economist Etzer Emile says Haiti has only partially recovered from the quake and that the money Haitians overseas send home is a rare bright spot.
That's the only thing we can really rely on right now in terms of dollar sources. If we didn't have that, I don't know what the situation would be.
Today, Haiti's economy is in bad shape, even by Haitian standards. Jobs and wages are as meager as ever, and inflation is soaring. The cement for Marie's new house keeps getting more expensive. And the price of flour for her bakery? It's extreme, she says. It's tripled. I asked Marie what she thinks would happen if her family in Boston had to come back to Haiti. She says it would be crushing. There'd be no work for them. Also, the construction of Marie's new home would likely stop, and it would remain indefinitely a concrete skeleton. So she'd continue living in the shelter she still calls temporary. In January, it'll be 10 years since she lost her home and her business. It's the same month Marie's family in Boston is slated to lose their TPS status. For The World, Amy Bracken, La Boule, Haiti.